The Dublin European Parliament constituency has four seats. We're focusing on it today. There are 23 candidates running in this election. We heard from some of them earlier in the programme. Let's hear from more of them now. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been out and about in Dublin during the week, meeting some of the candidates as they canvassed across the constituency.
The Cobblestone in Smithfield. It's one of Dublin's most famous pubs, and like all others, it's one where people meet and chat about all sorts of issues affecting them. There are many issues in the capital, and there's plenty of political candidates out and about lately making promises to try and address them. This week we look at the EU elections, and it comes as the city hosted a major European final that saw fans from Germany and Italy pour in their droves. Many of those fans took to the capital's pubs and mingled with locals, like these men I met in the Snug on Stephen Street.
German football champion. German football champion.
The Germans didn't have much interest in Irish politics, but for those around them, there were a few main issues.
Obviously, there's the big one that no one seems to want to talk about, which is immigration, I suppose. If someone was to come out and say, this is how we're going to do it, I think it would stop an awful lot of what's going on at the minute anyways. But
the housing crisis and, you know what I mean, people, our own people on the streets and then other people on the streets, you know what I mean, there's nothing kind of getting started. You're getting told this, told that.
There are four seats in the Dublin constituency and 23 people running. I wanted to speak with some of those about their campaigns, and I started by going across the Liffey to Capel Street, where I met current MEP Ciarán Cuff of the Green Party. He said he's proud of the work he's done over the past 5 years.
Well, it's been a really busy period in the European Parliament. We've had COVID, we've had Brexit, we've had war in Ukraine and now in the Middle East. So it hasn't been dull. But in the midst of all of this, we've done a lot of good work on the European Green Deal. We've passed a lot of climate laws. I negotiated a greener buildings law that will bring down the cost of energy, give people savings in their wallet. So I'm very proud of that. I also worked on a law on making flying greener. So all of this adds up. But we can't stop now. We have to keep going with this green transition. And I think we've a lot of important legislation to put through in the rest of the decade. It has to be a decade of change. It's not a time to pause.
Joseph, is it?
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Thanks a little for this.
Listen.
After meeting Ciarán Cuff, I got a taxi over to Basin Street in Dublin 8, where I met another MEP. On the way, I met taxi driver Joey Byrne and I asked him what kind of things he hears when he's talking to people.
So you'd be a man who'd probably see it all on the streets and around the place. So
people are pretty angry with all the immigration.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing in the car all the time.
Immigration?
Yeah, they're very angry. And a lot of them, now who we've been talking to, a lot of them are going to go independent, vote independent, you know?
Yeah.
They're sort of going against what's going on. I mean, I've no problem with the way Dublin is. I mean, I pick up everybody. We've a lot of tourists here. But to be honest with you, people are very angry.
Mm.
They're very, very angry.
Joey left me off in Dublin 8, and it was here I met with MEP Claire Daly. She was joined by Damien Farrell, who is running for Dublin City Council, and civil rights leader Bernadette Devlin. She said she will continue to use her voice to criticise EU leadership if she gets re-elected.
That has been a proudly Eurocritical voice. I think it's absolutely necessary when we see the European Union barrelling towards a defence union, moving money from environmental projects into defence at a time when the climate and particularly this continent is burning like never before. It's utter lunacy. We need cooperation, we need peace, diplomacy, and as our constitution says, the peaceable resolution of disputes, and that's a position that I've adapted in the parliament. It's one that's become identified very clearly in Europe and around the world. It's actually terrifying in some ways to see the reach that we've had with that platform, and I think it's really important to defend it.
Dublin has historically had a strong left vote. And this year, there's another well-known candidate from that side of the political spectrum. TD Breed Smith is also running, and I met her in a cafe close to Leinster House to talk about her campaign.
First of all, climate neutrality migration. They would be the ones that I've really honed in on. But I also am very passionate about specifics within that, and things like housing and a retrofitting programme on housing, free public transport. I think they're issues that have to be European-wide because they're linked to climate, but they're also linked to the various crises we have within our towns and cities and countries. And housing is a common one across Europe that needs to be resolved.
I also asked Breed Smith if she thought that there was a chance the left vote could end up being split between her and Claire Daly. She said that she had offered to do a pact with the MEP, but said it was refused.
Well, I have asked Claire, twice now I've asked Claire if we could have an electoral pact because, well, I don't know what the polls will be like this weekend, but last weekend we were neck and neck. And I think there's definitely a seat there for the left. And if we were to run an electoral pact and make a statement together, we could definitely ensure that one of us gets in. And so far, that hasn't been accepted.
After meeting the people before Profit TD, it was then out to Clonskee on the south side where I met Regina Doherty. The Fine Gael senator talked me through her main platforms.
I'm going to try and stand on a business platform. I look at our SMEs, not just in Ireland, but right across the European Union. And whilst we talk a lot about international investors in Ireland, SMEs provide hundreds of thousands of jobs. And I don't think they have a strong enough voice in the European Union. I think when the concept of the single market, when it was brought about in the mid-80s, was to open up and make ease of business across the European Union for every business, regardless of where it was located. And that hasn't quite been realised. And I think the world is very different, obviously, now than it was in 1985 anyway. So what I want to do is make it more competitive, make it more easy to do business right across the 27 member states. And a simple example is that if I had a business in Ireland and I wanted to trade across the other states, I'd have to register for VAT in every single state as opposed to just registering for VAT once and allowing the union to, you know, to work its magic. But there's a whole load of other ways we could make it simpler and easier, and I want to be that strong voice for our SMEs who are the backbone of our employment system.
And that was Fine Gael's Regina Doherty ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan, recorded earlier this week. We're joined in the studio now by Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University, and by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. And we're going to run the rule over the Dublin European Parliament constituency. Thank you both and welcome to the programme. 23 candidates in this election, 4 seats up for grabs. Let's look at the incumbents first. Fine Gael MEP Francis Fitzgerald is retiring. Barry Andrews, Ciarán Cuff and Claire Daly all standing again. Fionnán Sheehan, do you see them being re-elected?
There is a predictable outcome here where you say that the three main parties win a seat and then there's a fourth seat up for grabs and it's probably on the soft left. The difficulty with the Fianna Fáil position is that Barry Andrews has to dramatically outperform his own party. Now, he has done in a number of opinion polls that have been taken. That needs to solidify there on the day. He only won the fourth seat last time. He became a Brexit jump seat winner. So I think that's a tricky one for him, that his support has to hold up so solidly, and it's difficult to see where transfers can potentially come from. From the Sinn Féin's position, I would say, is the only actual seat that's safe here looks like Sinn Féin's. Lynn Boylan looks like a dead cert, and she'll have transfers come from her running mate. Fine Gael, given their support in Dublin holding up so well, you'd have to say Regina Doherty is in the frame then as well. So I wouldn't like to be in Barry Andrews' position where people are assuming he will get elected. He'll probably need to snipe and snaffle a lot of Fine Gael votes on the south side of Dublin in order to get across the line here.
Gary, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think I would. He does have the advantage of incumbency and sort of family long service over the decades. He's also, and this is not to be underestimated, he's at the very top of a very long ballot paper. And we know from lots of research that the higher up you are on the ballot paper, the more chances you have, particularly picking up transfers. He's well known. I think he has a reasonably good chance, and I think there is a good chance that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will both take a seat. It was very interesting to hear Regina Doherty on your Vox Pop talking about business, the only candidate I have heard talking about business and SMEs, and it seemed to me a clear sort of a clear attempt to chart what might, dare I call, blue water between her and the rest of the candidates. But it is a big, and on the incumbents, I think, I mean, Ciarán Cough, I think, has a very big battle ahead of him to take the seat. It's a huge election for the Greens. I think if they were to lose that seat, that would be a crushing blow for them going into what we all expect to be a difficult general election.
Fionnán, is Claire Daly likely to suffer because Breed Smith is also in the contest? You heard there in Gavin's report that Breed Smith said she offered Claire Daly a pact, voting pact arrangement, that they'd come out and make a joint statement together, and Claire Daly, she said, Breed Smith says, turned that down. Is that a surprise to you?
Yeah, so when you look at the last election, and you know, let's not say that it'll be just the exact same, she did benefit extremely well from transfers from across other left-wing parties, and that's what saw her jump up in the pecking order in Claire Daly's case. So there's an issue there. If your vote has been split across the board, from the Ciarán Cough, Eoghan Reardon perspective, it probably suits, because ultimately you will have somebody you will benefit. Whoever finishes ahead between Eoghan Reardon and Ciarán Cough is definitely going to be in the mix for the last seat. From the Claire Daly perspective, if there's going to be a challenge by her this time, it's going to be a late charge, because all of the indications so far is that she's struggling.
Gary, there are a few unknown quantities, I suppose, in this election. Niall Boylan, the radio presenter, who we heard in the discussion earlier, he has built a profile for himself on social media, has positioned himself right of centre. You have Sinead Gibney as well, also in the discussion earlier, former Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Would you see them as being possible outsiders?
I would, but also in with a shout of a seat. Simply, as Fionnán said, the beyond Lynn Boylan, who I would expect also, I think, to top the poll and win, you know, win the first seat, maybe quite comfortably. And I think Daithí Dúdum will be struggling for first preferences, even amongst the Sinn Féin cadre. On Niall Boylan, of course, he has built up a long profile, as he said just in the debate a few minutes ago, Justin, on his nighttime radio show, clearly on the opposite end of the immigration issue to Sinead Gibney. There is a tradition of independents or small parties in Dublin going way back to even Patricia McKenna, when the Green Party was much smaller than it is now. And we see today in the Red Sea poll in the Business Post, independents are at 19%. He is the most sort of high profile of the independents, and I think a good first preference vote for him will give him a decent chance. Gibney is running in the sort of Cough, Eoghan Reardon soft left, hoping, I think, to pick up transfers if the two hard left candidates, if we can call them that, Daly and Smith, knock each other out. She was very articulate, I thought, in that debate. But relatively low, notwithstanding a very sort of storied career, both publicly and privately, relatively unknown, I think, across the constituency. And maybe they might have been better if they had ran there and their Midlands North West candidate in Dublin. But anyway, that's another story.
And Fionnán, do you see the anti-immigration candidates? There are a lot of them, according to the Irish Times poll last week, picking up, you know, small 1%, 2% here and there. Do you see them playing a role in this election at all when it comes to transfers and eliminations?
Yeah, the difficulty will be, do they all start transferring between each other, and do you build up a block? And when a vote is that fragmented, it's unlikely. The advantage, I suppose, that Niall Boylan has is he's at the top of that pecking order. You saw from this debate, he is characterising it as all of the rest of them against me. He was the one getting in the rows with everybody else there. So if there is a solid independent-minded vote out there, does it swing left? towards Clare Daly or does it swing right towards Niall Boylan? And that's the question at the moment, because that independent vote is definitely going to play a factor. And in Dublin in particular, you can sense that there is still a lot of disaffected vote out there. Sinn Féin doing exceptionally well compared to where they were at 5 years ago, doing badly to where they were at a year ago. So have they absorbed that disaffected vote? Are they now seen as too close to the establishment? That's the question we're looking at out of this election.
All right, prediction time, Gary Murphy. 2 weeks out, we won't hold you to it, but shoot your shot.
Well, I think the only safe seat is probably Lynn Boylan. I think the rise of Fine Gael, if you can call it that, should see probably Regina Doherty over the line. I think Barry Andrews will pick up transfers, and I think he might well just about make the last seat. And I mean, I'm not convinced there is a seat between the soft left candidates and the independent surge that is there. Dub, there's a history of surprises. Lynn Boylan losing her seat was a big surprise 5 years ago, and I think Niall Boylan is in with a very good chance of taking the seat.
All right,
the final seat.
Yeah, I wouldn't demur from that assessment at the moment. I think there will be an independent seat here in Dublin.
All right, OK. Very interesting. And thank you both very much for talking to us today. That's Professor Gary Murphy of DCU and Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent.